This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, our personal tech crew at The Wall Street Journal has been at CES 2018 in Las Vegas, Nevada, scouring every last booth, every last corner for what's new and on the horizon in the world of tech. Tech has gotten nuts. We're breaking it down, everything the annual Consumer Electronics Show has to offer. But first, these tech headlines. It's the U.S. versus AT&T in a court fight over the future of TV. The legal fight over AT&T's $85 billion Time Warner deal heats up as the Justice Department seeks out information from Dish, CBS, Starz, and other media firms. The Journal says the department could use the info to bolster its case that the mega deal would hinder the pay TV content competition. Under a German law in effect since the start of the year, Facebook and other social platforms are now responsible for keeping illegal content off their sites. Social media faces fines of up to $60 million if it fails to delete illegal content, such as neo-Nazi propaganda and calls to violence. And over at the big CES electronics show in Nevada, a big new innovation in car tech. Nissan Motor demonstrated a simulation of its brain-to-vehicle interface that would allow drivers to feed their brainwaves into the control of a B2V-compliant car, much as if someone today might plug their phone into a dashboard. Coming up, the Journal's personal tech editor joins us with tales from Vegas and the ultimate recap of CES 2018. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Each January, tech companies and news teams from around the world fly to Las Vegas for the Tech Gadget Extravaganza, casually known as CES. Personal tech editor Wilson Rothman joins us, tired, to talk about what's on the brink of tech's future. Wilson, how are you holding up?
I'm fresh off the boat from Las Vegas.
I know it's been a whirlwind. I have to ask, right off the bat, the blackout. By the way, there was a random blackout. What was that like?
Sure, I was standing there, and there was a quick flick, and then, boom, everything was dark. Like, okay, it'll probably pop back right back on. And it didn't. And it was crazy. 90 minutes. We left after about a little over an hour. And I think CTA, which runs the CES show, gradually stepped it back up once it had come back online.
I mean, you know, at a tech show, what could possibly go wrong?
Every single booth. Okay, these are like acres and acres of indoor booths. And every single one of those booths has like 20 to several hundred TV screens all out, all off. They had, you know, the booths with all the phones, everyone, the people in the booth went around turning the flashlights on the phones to create this weird glow that would just come out of, kind of nowhere. At the Intel booth, there was a violinist who was supposed to play this electric digital violin performance, and instead she just got up and played an acoustic violin performance, and it was really good, and everyone cheered. It was very funny.
So once the lights turn back on, you get to see all the cool tech gadgets. Contender for biggest buzz at CES, you know, the podcast hit upon it earlier in the week, is voice tech and how it's taking over the home. It's doing it through all sorts of home gadgets. What's jumping out at you?
Oh, absolutely. Like there, I mean, you cannot walk 3 feet without bumping into something that can't be controlled or doesn't have inside of it either Alexa or the Google Assistant. I mean, those are the two really big kind of voice operating systems right now. They don't like calling them operating systems, but we really think they are, because it's like you're going to choose one and people are developing apps and stuff for it. So that, to me, that's an operating system. So yeah, so like for instance, you go into the LG booth, there's this giant, beautiful OLED TV on the wall. And not only can you tell the Google Assistant, you can hold the microphone up and say, hey, you know, okay, Google, do this, do that. You can also look over an Echo Dot and tell the same TV what to do through Alexa.
Wow.
Like, it's that nuts with the voice tech at this point. But for sure, like, this is something that they're all integrating. There's kind of a bit of a format war going on between the two. But, you know, some of them, like I just pointed out, can use both. So we have no idea where it's going to go, but definitely you'll be hearing a lot more from both of those, and probably Siri and maybe Samsung's Bixby as well.
You mentioned TVs, and a huge item there is the Samsung wall. You know, getting back to basics, it's funny to call like TVs getting back to basics these days, because, yeah, you know, tech's gotten crazy. But I don't know, this Samsung wall is kind of insane.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we've been waiting for this. This is like the thing we've been waiting for actually a very long time. We had the old TVs, the big tube TVs that kind of like maxed out at around 36 inches or whatever. Then came the flat panel revolution, where they would print out these much bigger LCD, you know, they spit out these LCD screens. But that's still a machine that has to crank out that panel. Samsung is going to the next step, which is almost like wallpaper TV. You've got these squares that are smaller that get put together with no seams. And I mean no seam. And they can build as big a TV as they want. What I saw in Vegas was a 146-inch TV. But you could go bigger. You could just buy more tiles and stick them in there.
That's actually the one that's probably at the top of my list of everything that I've seen.
It's a whole different technology. I mean, it still has little pixels like that make up the image, but these pixels are called micro LEDs and they're brand new. So you're going to hear a lot more from them, but it's a fresh technology.
Yeah, I have to ask you about the turbojet situation before. I mean, so many things to get to, yeah. So little time on the podcast, but that I'm obsessed with.
Well, as a parent, I'm very, very excited. Hashtag sarcasm. Imagine, you know, the kids are all ride around in these Razor Jet shoes that have little wheels on them,
sure.
And the wheels are on the heels, and they can scooch around. Razor, the scooter company, had the brilliant idea of putting batteries and electric motors into those things, so that now that your kids not only can scooch around, but they can accelerate at speeds up to 10 miles an hour for 30 minutes of continuous motorized skating. But, you know, they won't get in any trouble with these rocket shoes. I joke. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of safe ways to do this, and obviously Razor's a company that knows what they're doing. Still, watching Joanna, our columnist, Joanna Stern, on them made me a little concerned for anyone who
I
puts them on.
I did catch
that. But maybe
that
was just
yeah.
her.
I want to talk about the car situation. Mainly, you know what I really want to talk about, though, is touchscreen integrated cars. What are you seeing by way of new and cool stuff?
Well, if you remember, like when the Tesla came out, you know, the Tesla sedan came out, it was like, oh my gosh, it's got a, you know, whatever it is, a 12 or 14 inch kind of iPad, you know,
right.
In the middle instead of what we're used to. Well, this Chinese startup called Byton, Byton, they decided to do one better. They decided to make the entire dashboard, and that is 49 inches from left to right. The entire dashboard is a touchscreen.
That is nuts.
And it's crazy. You walk up to the car, and it does, like the iPhone now, it does a facial recognition of you. And it sees it's me and not my wife. So what does it do? It pulls up my driving profile, my music, my, you know, favorite destinations, whatever. And it's all there on this giant screen dashboard. And there are very few, like, you know, touchable controls besides the screen itself. You don't have to reach for everything either. It'll watch for gestures. And it'll also take, of course, it'll take our friend Alexa's voice control.
Of man. Course. Looking at my list here, I wrote down AA batteries, but not just any AA batteries. Wilson, what's going on by way? I mean, tech is getting nuts, as we keep saying on this podcast,
yeah.
But tell me what's going on.
So we've long been watching this funny space called true wireless charging, right? Right now you can charge iPhones and Samsung Galaxy phones on one of these wireless charging mats where you don't have to plug it in,
right.
But you still have to touch your phone to the mat. So the holy grail is charging it from a wall, you know, so like you have your phone with you and there's like, you know, energy that radiates from the wall and charges your phone and hopefully not your brain at the same time. One of the companies that's doing this, it's called Osia, O-S-S-I-A, they came out, they did the smart thing, they thought small. They came out with AA batteries this year. Really a proof of concept, but they did demonstrate it. It's AA batteries that charge wirelessly. So imagine your TV remote control never needing batteries replaced ever again.
Wow.
Because this thing is just charging it from the wall, like trickle charging it, little bits at a time for like forever. You want to hear the catch? The charger
catch.
Right now, the prototype charger is huge. It's like a huge piece of equipment that you need to have installed in your wall. And you're telling me it's not going to cook your brain? I don't know. I'm cool, but the jury is out on whether
well,
this is going to be a practical technology.
That close.
Just like a lot of things at CES.
It seems like we're so close. We just need a little bit more practical here. So where to go next? So little time. A really fun one, though, that I thought was pretty cool. The suitcase. Tech has reached suitcases, Wilson. Where has it gone?
Not just any suitcase. It's self-driving suitcases.
Hello.
Self-driving cars are so yesterday. You know what I mean? It's all about self-driving suitcase. So if you can just imagine walking through O'Hare Airport, you know, peak traffic, and you're not dragging your suitcase with you. No. Your suitcase is just following you. through the terminal.
I can see it.
So you get to your gate. And then when you get to the gate and you check in, you can just pick up the suitcase, this little robot suitcase, and shove it in the overhead compartment because it's shaped and sized for that. A company called 90 Fun, they promised to ship product in the coming year, you know, and they said that they're going to be TSA compliant and all that other stuff. But of course, grain of salt until we actually see it. But it is a very funny thing to watch someone walking through an airport with a bag just kind of casually following along. They're not very fast. They're just casually following you.
What could possibly go wrong? It's all fascinating. I encourage all of our listeners to check out WSJ.com/tech. Our team has been hard at work scouring through every last thing at CES. Wilson, thank you so much, and please get some rest.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Personal tech editor Wilson Rothman, along with the journalist Joanna Stern and Katie Binley, have been in the trenches at CES all week. Head to WSJ.com/tech to check out all their latest features and videos. If you're looking for a deep dive into everything CES 2018, that is the best place to start. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.